I'm Larry Carvassel, and every year Discover Classical has a Young Talent Search competition. And on this edition of Arts Focus, we'll hear from one of this year's winners, 17-year-old violinist Christina Taylor. You're from Dayton, but you also perform in Springfield. How did the Springfield gig come about for you?
My family all does music, so my older siblings played in Springfield for years. So when I started playing violin and got a little older, that's how I started doing the youth orchestras.
And how long have you been playing the violin?
I've been playing for about 14 years.
Along with the Springfield Symphony Youth Orchestra, what other groups do you perform with now?
I also perform with AC Strings, or like the Fairborn Regional Orchestra. And I also do events with my LiveWire group, so we'll play at different places in Springfield.
What are some of the Springfield locations you've performed at recently?
The High Street Methodist Church, a WASO meeting for the Women's Association of the Springfield Symphony.
And you are or have been involved in the Ohio Federation of Music Clubs. Tell me about that whole organization.
They have this like event that we call Festival every year, and so you would play a few pieces for judges, and they'll give you like kind of like this rating based on how you play.
You got the Grand Cup Award at the festival and recently earned the President's Cup Award.
It's like an award that's worth 90 points. It's the highest award you can get for the festival.
Along with music, what are some of your other hobbies, other things you like to do?
So I also like to crochet, and I love spending time with animals, and I like to do things involving art, especially calligraphy.
When did you first take that up?
I probably started doing it when I was probably 13. I was inspired by some people who were like really good at that. I just thought it looked cool.
I'm always amazed when I look at the resumes and bios of the Young Talent Search winners, and you're involved in so many things. And for you, it's also reading, writing stories, and ice skating.
My family kind of started ice skating when my older sister got like a job working at an ice skating rink in Dayton. Once she got the job working there, we got to get passes. So we started just kind of like doing that every year.
You mentioned that you enjoy spending time with your animals. What kind of pets do you have?
So we have 3 cats right now and a dog and ducks.
Ducks? Do they all get along?
Not always, but they're really fun to watch.
You probably very seldom put the dogs, the cats, and the ducks all in one room together, right?
No, yeah.
Tell me about your favorite music teachers.
My first violin teacher, this is Kathy Johnston. She's the one who like started me on violin. And I actually didn't like violin for quite a few years, but she always had a way of making it exciting and fun. She would have a story for like each piece I was working on. She told me to kind of think of music telling a story, which helped me enjoy it a lot more.
What are some of your future goals?
I'm not exactly sure what I want to do as far as with college, but I'm hoping to do music therapy in my career.
Tell me more about that.
Music therapy is, it's kind of like where you can use music to help people that have disabilities or mental disorders like autism or Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that. And it can help them learn to heal and find an outlet.
17-year-old violinist Christina Taylor from Dayton. You can hear Christina and the other 3 winners of the Discover Classical 2024 Young Talent Search on May 18th at Rising Stars at Curran Place at the University of Dayton. Get tickets to this year's Rising Stars event by visiting our website, discoverclassical.org. I'm Larry Carvassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.